Hello there, everyone, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
I'm Tiffany.
Are you feeling relaxed today, Tiffany?
I do. I have my cup of green tea.
Nice.
I've woosahed. I did my morning yoga. I
noticed
feel good.
Your tongue is blue. Have you been eating blueberries for breakfast?
Oh, I have.
Yeah, that's another
fun
thing.
I had blueberries and yogurt.
Blueberries and yogurt. Very good. I had a couple of bananas and also some green tea.
Ooh.
So we're trying to follow some of the advice that we got yesterday about how to beat your stress by eating healthy and eating healthy stress-beating foods. Bananas, green tea, blueberries. These were some of the things we saw yesterday. But that is just scratching the surface. That is just a small amount of the things that we're going to be learning today, because our article is entitled, Try These 4 Foods to Beat Stress. So I'm hoping to learn more about stress-beating foods. Pretty soon, my diet will make me so relaxed I won't be able to get out of bed.
I know.
My house will burn down and I'll be like, I don't care.
I don't care. That's I'm not stressed
fine.
At all. I'm relaxed.
I'm totally relaxed.
I have a tub of blueberries.
There you
I'm
go.
Good.
I'm bathing in green tea.
Exactly.
All right. So let's read our article. And it says that it's actually from a blog post that's written by a female nutritionist.
Oh, so maybe that's the link that Clark was going to show Stacy?
That's right. That was mentioned yesterday.
A
nutritionist is someone who knows all about the science of food and what kind of foods people should eat to be healthy, what kind of foods people should avoid.
So let's take a look at our article to learn more.
Reading.
Try these 4 foods to beat stress. We've all experienced stress at work or in school. Sometimes we want to have coffee and unhealthy food to feel better. Although those could cheer you up at first, they'll soon leave you feeling tired. The good news is there are healthy foods that can help improve your energy and reduce your stress level. First up are green leafy vegetables, such as spinach. Spinach makes you feel calm. You can boil it or put it in a salad. Next up, try some turkey meat. This meat helps you feel full and puts you in a good mood. You can enjoy it in a sandwich. Want something sweet as well? Give blueberries a shot. These little berries fight the cancer that stress can cause. A little dark chocolate always helps with stress too. However, only eat a bite of chocolate that is 70% cocoa or higher. Try these foods the next time you feel stressed out, and you might be surprised at the results.
Okay, so let's take a look at our blog post by this nutritionist. And as we mentioned earlier, a nutritionist is just an 营养师. Okay, so in the post it says, we've all experienced stress at work or in school. Sometimes we want to have coffee and unhealthy food to feel better. So that's right. Sometimes, I'm pretty sure I've been totally stressed at school before.
Mm-hmm.
I've been totally stressed at work before. And sometimes when you're really, really stressed, you just want to open a bag of chips and just stuff everything in your face, or you just want to eat a lot of chocolate. And yeah, we want to do that because we're stressed, but actually we know that these are not very, very healthy eating habits. Mike, what do you usually do when you're stressed? Do you eat or do you do something? Do you watch a movie?
Well, after I stop screaming, no, I'm just joking. Yeah, that's a good way. Go home and try to, you know, just park your troubles at the front door, watch a movie, play some video games. That can often, you know, take your mind off it. Reading's good, but sometimes when you're reading, your troubles keep kind of poking their head up in your mind. But basically do things, you know, that just take your mind off your problem. Don't sit there and think about your problems, because they'll just make you more stressed out. So hang out with your friends, you know, watch a movie, something like that. Those are some good things to do.
That's right. So, yeah, for me, I usually, I don't really reach for food first. I definitely try to do things instead that that helps me get my mind off of the problem that I'm dealing with now. So I try to watch a movie, or maybe I'll just use my phone for a bit.
And
after that, I feel a little bit better. I try
That's
to loose a bit as well. And yeah, I think those are some good tips to do if you're feeling stressed.
Absolutely.
And you don't want to reach for the bag of chips instead.
Mm-hmm. There you go. So having that coffee, having that junk food would make you feel better, but probably only for a short time. As the article continues, it says, although those could cheer you up at first, they'll soon leave you feeling tired. That's right. Not only might you feel depressed because, oh, I had that whole bag of candy. Now I'm going to gain weight. You feel guilty. Your stomach might hurt. But also you'll feel tired, right? Because, yes, you can get energy from sugar and things like that, coffee as well. But often that energy burns up pretty quickly. So after an hour, you're back feeling tired, maybe even more tired than you were before. So that definitely won't keep you cheered up. It won't cheer you up. To cheer somebody up, basically, is to make them feel better, to make them feel less sad or less angry or less upset about something. If your friend is walking around and obviously they're blue or depressed or sad, you might say, hey, what's wrong? Come on, let's go do something fun. I want to help cheer you up. Or doing that thing will cheer that person up. All right, make them feel happier when they were feeling sad before.
Mm-hmm. Next, it says, the good news is there are healthy foods that can help improve your energy and reduce your stress levels. So, okay, yes, we do feel stressed sometimes, and some people would rather eat something to help them reduce their stress. But instead of reaching for junk food or not unhealthy food, you can always pick healthy foods that can help you feel better about yourself. Or in the article here, it says improve your energy and reduce your stress. Let's take a look at the word improve. Improve is a verb and it means to make something better. So let's say you don't do so well on a test and you want to get a better grade the next time. So you can study more, or you can practice more to improve or make your grades better. Okay, so I'm pretty sure if you get a bad grade one time, you always want to improve. You always want to make yourself better. So you'll study hard and do other things to improve your grades. For example, we can also say eating carrots can help improve your eyesight. So apparently if you eat carrots, it helps you make your eyesight better if you wear glasses or if you can't see very well.
All right. Yes, let's get back to the article. We also have this word energy. Energy is power, right? Energy. Now, when we think of energy, we often think of, you know, electricity or the energy that comes from burning gas in a car engine. Yes, that is energy, nuclear energy, solar energy. But we can also talk about the energy in our bodies. We get our energy from sleeping and from eating food, right? Our bodies burn up food the same way a car engine burns up gas. And it gives our muscles and other parts of our body energy. So that's the kind of energy we're talking about here. You need energy to move, to think, to live. If you have a little energy, you might want to take a nap or sit down and take a break. If you're filled with lots of energy, maybe you should go outside, because if you stay inside, you're going to start annoying me. All right. But anyways, energy is kind of like power or the ability to move and do stuff. For example, after 8 hours of sleep, Brody woke up with lots of energy. I'm sure he did. That's a pretty good night's sleep, eight hours.
It is. You're supposed to sleep for, I think, at least 7 to 9 hours,
is it? Yeah, I think everyone's different. Mm-hmm. 6, 7, 8, kind of that's the sweet spot. Mm-hmm. But yeah, 8 hours is definitely going to be a good healthy sleep.
Exactly. Next, it says, first up are green leafy vegetables such as spinach. So one kind of food we can eat is these vegetables, and they have to be green and leafy vegetables, though. When we talk about leafy vegetables, it means vegetables that have many leaves, or their leaves are quite big or large pieces. So we can think about vegetables like spinach, guacai, lettuce, or arugula.
Arugula,
zimatai.
Yeah.
Those are all leafy vegetables.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I also learned that basically the darker the color of the green, the healthier it is.
Oh, really?
So spinach is a fairly dark green.
Yeah, spinach is super healthy for you.
Yeah, whereas some kinds of cabbage, well, it'll fill you up and it's lots of fiber, but maybe not so many vitamins and things like that. But basically all fruits and vegetables are better for you than, you know, junk food or processed food or something like that. But here's another good thing about eating spinach. Not only does it make you feel good, not only might it give you big muscles like Popeye, but spinach also says spinach makes you feel calm. Really, it relaxes you. It makes you feel calm. You can boil it or put it in a salad. Both good ways to have spinach, a nice spinach salad, or boil some spinach and have it with your other dishes. Those are both good. But either way you take it, it will make you feel calm. To be calm is to feel peaceful, to feel quiet in your mind, to feel not worried, not stressed, not nervous. You feel very calm. You might feel calm when you're finally on holiday, sitting on that beach with the sun kissing your toes and a cold drink in your hand. You might feel calm after you get home from your busy day and getting through rush hour and all those people and noise, and then you finally close your door and flop down on your sofa and go, it's good to be home. So you feel calm at that moment compared to feeling nervous or stressed or worried, which would be the opposite. For example, Francine always feels calm after going for a long hike. Ooh. Oh, yeah, exercise can also make you feel calm after you finish it.
Mm, definitely. Next, it says, next up, try some turkey meat.
Huh.
This meat helps you feel full and puts you in a good mood.
Okay.
Actually, I had no idea that turkey meat was that good for you.
No, I know it's low fat.
Mm-hmm.
And good.
It's just delicious. I didn't know it could help you.
No.
Feel relaxed. Well, it says turkey meat helps you, puts you in a good mood. When we talk about your mood, it's a noun and it means the way you or someone else feels. So there are many things that you can feel. You can feel happy, you can feel sad, angry, tired, annoyed, or stressed. All of these words that I use, these are all different kinds of moods. And these are just different ways to describe your mood. You can be in a good mood, which means that you are very, very happy. Or you can be in a bad mood, which means that you're not happy. And maybe that's because you're stressed about something or somebody made you upset. For example, I can say, the good news lifted up her mood. So maybe she was not feeling so good or she was unhappy about something. But then this person had good news and now she feels even better. So she's in a very good mood.
So your moods are kind of like your feelings or your emotions or things like that. Okay. All right. And here's another thing the article says. You can enjoy it in a sandwich. We're talking about turkey here, not moods.
Not moods.
Okay. Yes, you can enjoy turkey in a sandwich. You can maybe get it at a local sandwich shop. Turkey is something that's a lot more common in North America than it is here in Taiwan. But I've seen turkey at Costco and places like that.
Mm-hmm.
You can cut it and just use it like ham or like any other meat in a nice sandwich.
Mm.
Enjoy it with some yellow mustard and some Swiss cheese. That's that white cheese with the holes in it. There you go.
That sounds delicious.
Turkey and Swiss on a brown bread or something. That would be a great sandwich. And it could also apparently put you in a good mood. So I'm going to get some turkey.
Oh, yeah. And you can also put it in your salad as well.
Sure.
So there's a lot of different ways.
All sorts of ways.
Yes, exactly. Next, it says, want something sweet as well?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's our favorite. It says, give blueberries a shot.
Ah, they're back.
They are back. So if you don't want anything savory, anything salty, we can try blueberries because blueberries are sweet and they're a really, really nice fruit. Here it says, give something a shot. This phrase means to give something a try. So, for example, have you ever gone skydiving? No.
Mm-mm.
Have you? No, nope. I haven't. Well, then I should say you can give it a shot. That means you should try it. Or have you always wanted to learn how to drive? If you don't know how to drive and you've always wanted to learn, you can give that a shot as well. And this phrase just basically means that you should just try it. Okay. For example, I can say you should give skydiving a shot. It will be really, really fun. Actually, I'm kind of scared to skydive. I think skydiving is a little bit scary now that I'm a little bit older.
True. As you get older, you realize there are more ways to hurt yourself.
Yes.
And also, you
can't afford to hurt yourself.
You don't recover as quickly when you're older. But let's get back to our article talking about blueberries. It says something that, yes, we learned yesterday. These little berries fight the cancer that stress can cause. Actually, well, we didn't learn that. We did learn that blueberries are good for you. I think I mentioned that blueberries are super fruit. fruits. They're antioxidants. Mm-hmm. That's the sort of chemical part of the blueberry that can fight cancer by cutting off the oxygen to the bad cells, the bad cancer cells, because that's what cancer is. Basically, it's when a lot of bad cells in your body start to grow out of control and not like normal, not like most cells, which will grow and then stop when they should stop. Cancer cells just keep growing, and then they kill the healthy cells. They take over the blood supply. They continue to grow, and they can, of course, kill people. Many kinds of cancer, many different ways to fight cancer and to try to deal with it, but some cancers, of course, are very, very deadly even still. But as our example sentence says, scientists are always researching new medicines to fight cancer. And things like breast cancer now are much less likely to kill you than they were 10 or 20 years ago. But some things like liver cancer or something like that, pancreatic cancer, cancer of the pancreas, are still very, very serious. So eat well, be healthy, live a healthy, life, and hopefully you will avoid cancer. But some people just get it. It's one of those things.
Yeah, it's just your destiny. It's just your, we can say in Chinese, is just any of the Ming, right?
So
nothing we can do about that, unfortunately. But we can always try to, of course, live a happy and healthy life.
Yep. And limit the risks
exactly.
In some ways.
Okay, well, this next one is actually something that I might like. It says,
okay. A
little dark chocolate always helps with stress, too.
Really?
Yes, okay. Actually, I did hear some good benefits of eating dark chocolate, in moderation, of course. So you don't eat like a pack of dark chocolate every single day. But if you have it every now and then, I think dark chocolate is actually healthy for you. So for chocolate lovers, this is very good news.
Okay, there you go. Now, this is important. Remember that there's that adjective dark in front of chocolate.
Yes.
So we're not talking about milk chocolate. So all of you people thinking, I'm going to run out and eat 24 Snickers bars and I'll be super relaxed. No, you won't be, because that's milk chocolate. It's going to make you super fat, maybe, and certainly give you a super bad stomach ache, but it won't help you relax. It won't help you calm down, because dark chocolate, as the article says, however, only eat a bite of chocolate that is 70% cocoa or higher. So most of this chocolate, I hate to break it to you, has very little sugar. It's barely even sweet. In fact, it's quite bitter. It has more of a black coffee type of flavor. It's still very good. And if you have it with something that's a little bit sweeter, maybe like a glass of milk or something, it could be really delicious. Mm. But this is not your typical Halloween candy milk chocolate that's kind of a light brown. It's a very dark brown color. That's why we call it dark chocolate. So buy the right chocolate and don't try to fool yourself that all chocolates are equal.
Yes, that's right. Next it says, try these foods the next time you feel stressed out, and you might be surprised at the results.
I shall.
Yes, I should. Next time when I feel stressed, I'm going to try that dark chocolate one. That's going to be my favorite.
Sounds like a good idea. We have this last word, result.
That's right. Result is a noun, and it means something that happens and it is caused by something before. So let's say you study really hard and you put a lot of time and effort into preparing for your test and you get 100. Mm. The result of that is you studying hard is equal to a good grade. So the result is you do something and in the end, it's caused by the thing that you did.
Okay.
For example, we can say, Eric didn't stretch before exercising, and as a result, he pulled a muscle.
Mm.
Okay, so this just means because Eric didn't stretch, the thing that happened was that he hurt himself.
I see. We can also, of course, use result to talk about that final ending. Pulling a muscle was the result of him not stretching. Okay, you're 100 on the test. Those were your results. Those were your final grades. Those were the things that came out of this process at the end. All right.
All right. So let's take a quick break and we'll be right back with our For You chat.
Oh, I'm relaxed already.
Yes.
For You chat.
All right, so our For You chat question for today is, what are some areas in which you could improve your diet? Explain.
That's a really, really good question. Well, I would say this because I think it's not just me, but many people in Taiwan would probably agree. I would like to eat more food I make myself.
Ah, okay.
Right? And a lot of the food you get in Taiwan is quite good for you.
Yes.
Right? You know, lunch boxes and bowls of noodle, much better than pizza or hamburgers or your typical American fast food. But, you know, a lot of restaurant food is made with extra oil or extra salt. And also from the news, we've heard about some of the bad oil and other things.
Yeah, all the scary, like, scandals and stuff.
Yeah, people are putting in the food. So if you make the food at home, you can control that stuff. You can limit the salt. You know what kind of oil it is. You know where you bought it from the store. And, of course, it's also just healthier to make your own food, and you can learn how to cook. So I would say I'd like to make more of my food at home. If it's healthy, great. If it's not, that's okay, too, because it'll still be better than a lot of the stuff you get out in stores and restaurants.
That's true. I did try to, well, I do try to cut down on sugar because I know sugar is very, very bad for you.
It's like, hard too, right?
Yes, it's actually, the scary thing is sugar is found in almost everything.
Yeah.
Cutting down sugar,
that's a good idea.
And also
preparing your food at home is probably the best way to do that, too. So there you go. Limit your sugar. Limit your salt, if you can. Your fat as well.
Exercise.
Make your own food. Be aware of what you're putting into it.
All right. So that's all the time that we have for today. We hope you guys enjoyed the article, and we'll see you guys very soon.
Take care.
Bye.
Try these four foods to beat stress. We've all experienced stress at work or in school. Sometimes we want to have coffee and unhealthy food to feel better. Although those could cheer you up at first, they'll soon leave you feeling tired. The good news is there are healthy foods that can help improve your energy and reduce your stress level. First up are green leafy vegetables, such as spinach. Spinach makes you feel calm. You can boil it or put it in a salad. Next up, try some turkey meat. This meat helps you feel full and puts you in a good mood. You can enjoy it in a sandwich. Want something sweet as well? Give blueberries a shot. These little berries fight the cancer that stress can cause. A little dark chocolate always helps with stress too. However, only eat a bite of chocolate that is 70% cocoa or higher. Try these foods the next time you feel stressed out, and you might be surprised at the results.
Vocabulary review. Improve. Wendy wants to improve her English skills, as she sometimes needs to speak to foreign customers at work. Energy. Dwayne didn't have much energy at work today. He didn't get much sleep last night. Calm. Our boss is pretty much always calm and relaxed, even if something upsets him. Mood. Our manager's mood changes depending on how hard we're working. Cancer. Workers at the factory were breathing chemicals for years, so some of them got cancer. Result. The result of the meeting was that both companies signed a deal they're happy with.